from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. Five people are dead from a suicide bomber in Nigeria. Reports from the town of Maiduguri in northeastern Nigeria say at least five people are dead after a suicide bomber struck in Gamburu Market on Friday. Witnesses to Friday's bombing say a number of people were injured as well. Though no one has yet claimed responsibility for the attack, the region is a hotbed of Boko Haram activity. On Thursday, Nigeria's army said it rescued 59 women, children, and old men being held hostage by Boko Haram Islamic militants. The Afghan Taliban announced today that its Shura, or Supreme Council, has chosen Mullah Akhtar Mansour as the new chief of the group a day after the confirming reports of the death of its founder, Mullah Omar. Now, some have suggested that the death of the Taliban leader may affect the fragile peace talks trying to get underway in Afghanistan. Abdullah Ahmadi is a political analyst in Afghanistan.
It will affect to the peace process because maybe Taliban is divided to two, three, or maybe more groups with a different idea. But this make the peace process with the difficulty and make a lot of challenge with the peace.
Although the Taliban officially announced the new leader, Taliban sources say its leadership is contested by some factions, which instead favor Mullah Yaqub, the eldest son of Mullah Omar. The International Olympic Committee has chosen Beijing as host of the 2022 Winter Olympic Games over Almaty, Kazakhstan, the only other contender in the bid for an increasingly expensive event. IOC President Thomas Bach announced the decision Friday during the committee's 128th session in Kuala Lumpur. This is VOA News. Australian investigators say they are increasingly confident that a piece of plane debris that washed up on Reunion Island in the Western Indian Ocean is a piece of the missing Malaysia Air Flight 370 that disappeared in March of 2014 with 239 people on board. Warren Truss is Australia's Deputy Prime Minister.
The fact that wreckage is on the Reunion Islands or in that Madagascar area is consistent with some of the modelling we've done in relation to current movements and our predictions as to where wreckage from 370 could make landfall if any of it was moving with the currents.
And Mr. Truss says Australia will continue to search for the missing Malaysian jet in the identified area, but he said a confirmation the wreckage is in the Indian Ocean doesn't pinpoint its exact location. Israeli police say an 18-month-old Palestinian child was killed and several other people injured in a house fire suspected to have been set by Jewish extremists in the West Bank. Authorities say the assailants started the fire early today in the village of Duma and scrawled Hebrew graffiti on the wall before fleeing. Israeli troops are looking for the suspect. Palestinian officials say they're holding Israel responsible for the incident. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu condemned the attack. Turkey's declared that its Incirlik air base is open to U.S. jets to attack the Islamic State militant group. The base, which is located close to the Syrian border, is seen as crucial by the U.S. in its battle against jihadists. Dorian Jones has the details for VOA.
Ankara's decision to open the Incirlik air base to U.S. jets was reportedly described as a game changer by one U.S. official in the battle against Islamic State. Incirlik is located 110 kilometers from the Syrian border, meaning US jets could reach their targets much faster than from locations they've been using. The use of Incirlik by US forces, especially in conflicts with its neighbours, is always a sensitive subject for Turkey, and Turkish governments are very careful about wording terms of use. But analysts say, unless there is a clear agreement on the use of Incirlik, the potential for disputes will remain, warning that Ankara in the past is very skillful in manipulating its use to secure its objectives. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. South Koreans are defending a Korean-Canadian Christian missionary imprisoned in North Korea who was paraded before cameras this week in Pyongyang, where he is confessed to have participated in subversive plots. Reverend Lim Hyun-soo, the pastor of the Light Korean Presbyterian Church in Toronto, according to officials in Canada, say he was there for humanitarian purposes. Joe Palka in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.